B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, good morning, everybody. The DraftKings Over Under Show. A plethora of games this weekend. There's also other events. There's boxing tonight, if you want to call it that, exhibition boxing tonight. We have the Iron Bowl today between Auburn and Alabama, which is always an interesting game. Dan, I will not forget last year. Was it Alabama missed a field goal there?
I believe so.
Oh, I remember that. So you always remember the losses, right? Is that the one thing?
You never remember the fun wins, ever.
You never remember them. So we got the Auburn-Alabama game today. We'll see Trevor Lawrence for the first time. What, since Halloween? I don't even know. Maybe even before then. It's been a while for that one. Georgia plays South Carolina, somewhere that they always struggle. We mentioned in the headlines, Ohio State, Illinois. That game has been canceled. Oklahoma goes to West Virginia. That should be interesting as well. And what type of Wisconsin-Minnesota team will we see this week in Tulsa? Goes to Houston. Those are just some of the top 25 games. Also, college basketball has begun. Bubbleville, right? Villanova takes on anybody. You want to play Virginia Tech? We'll play Virginia Tech. You know, BC, you want to play Rhode Island? We're going to set that up too. Anybody that wants to play. But college basketball in full effect. Gonzaga, at the moment, looks like the top team in the country.
They are very deep this year.
And, dude, these teams just continue to, you know, lose talent, and they rebuild. But, yeah, college basketball, and I got to tell you this off the bat. You know, it's been refreshing to have something else to bet on. Because, Dan, I'm gonna be honest, the football's been a little – they got us by the balls. So let's just flat out say it. The NFL's got us by the choppers.
Yeah.
And because they can, right? There's really nothing else to bet on. So it's like, oh, wow, everyone's going to be on this Notre Dame game. Maybe we'll make the line 5.5, you know, because if it's a field goal, you're up a touchdown, they kick a field. Oh, it could be a 4-point game. And then the NFL is just forget about – the underdogs are rolling. And these primetime favorites fade, right? It's just that's what it is in the NFL. But then this week you get – you know, you get the Illinois game. You get Illinois. You get these some other teams that just roll. And that's pretty much what it's been so far. I mean, again, Gonzaga beats Auburn, which is a Virginia went down last night. Iowa got one of the best players in the country. They didn't cover at the end. Kansas finally got a win. But, you know, it's funny. These teams in college basketball recently – they win by 30, and the next night it's like they play – like Xavier wins by 50 and wins by 1 the next day.
Well, I mean, again, and this is going to be the trend in college basketball is understanding where to pick and choose your battles. And I – you know, the first few days, I think, you know, I did a decent job with that. And, again, I've been posting a bunch of plays at Dan Lifschitz on Twitter. Yesterday I got a little too cute. And tried to go with Eastern Illinois, who I would still normally play, but probably not post in the future, just because people lose their minds every single time you play a team that they don't know. So I got a lot of the, you know, the motherly talk, the Daniel.
Well, how about South Dakota State winning outright and then the next night, you know, struggling? Well, it seems to be a trend. There.
That doesn't really surprise me. Again, a St. Mary's team that is probably better than they are, I was surprised that they were catching points. I personally liked, you know, I personally didn't want to touch that game because I really thought that was one that could go either way. But today, Joe, today, usually Saturday is a day where you get, like, a lot of the big, big games. You know what I mean? You get a lot of the big card. And you got some big teams playing today because there have been so many teams that have played Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Today is actually a day where you're going to see less of those larger teams playing college basketball. And you're going to see your secondary division ones, your VMIs, your College of Charleston's, your South Carolina Upstate, your, you know, your
UMass Lowell,
your Nebraska Omaha's, right? By the way, UMass Lowell outright beat San Francisco Wednesday,
and then they outright beat Virginia.
San Francisco outright beats Virginia on Friday. I mean, and by the way, they were really the Dons were in the control of that game the whole time. So, yeah, I mean. There's going to be losses that turns the win, you know, losses that turn the wins. Like for instance, I had Valpo plus six last night. They were leading up until the 4 minute mark of the fourth quarter, and then they were ended up being down by 10 in like the final 20 seconds, and still ended up pushing the six. So that was a crazy game. College basketball is crazy. It's an absolute wild game of swings. There's going to be a ton of smaller teams you have to bet on. Get used to it. Get ready for it. I do have a play to give out on college basketball.
All right.
I don't, you know, so I will give that out later in the show. I have a couple plays in football we'll give out. And I did some soccer research this weekend, Joe Murray, because the Degenerate Special won again.
Three in a row.
And Rich, that's right. So I am going to give out a couple soccer plays when our buddy Andrew calls in.
Three in a row, the Degenerate Special, given out every Thursday between 7 and 7:30.
This week it was Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. but anyways, it's hit.
Also, I was told it was a safe bet.
I don't know what the hell that means.
What the hell is a safe bet? What? I mean, so what happened was I...
Again, you go 11-0 and it's like you weren't good enough. Then you go 1-8 and it's like, why don't you talk about it? It's and by the way, we sucked last week in the NFL. For those that say we don't talk about our losses, we were bad, and I can read them off for you if you really, really, really want me to. I had the Patriots that lost. I had the Chiefs 7.5 that lost. Let's see. The Vikings -7 lost. The Chargers -9 lost. The Packers out. Oh, my God. If there is a list, the Packers are on the list. How about the Ravens -5 then? That didn't look up. Boise State, nope, didn't cover. But the Rams won.
Here's the thing about the NFL.
And then what was Thursday? And then Thanksgiving. I had the Lions team total 24, and they went for 2, and it went, and I lost because of Mohamed Sanu. And then the Cowboys. Oh my God. The coaching was horrendous.
You got to stop betting square in these primetime games.
Primetime, definitely. You know that Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is bench square.
I know.
I had the Texans in the over, which hit anyways.
I know.
But like,
I know you did.
But what I mean though is that normally you like the Cowboys. I even said it. The Cowboys are awful in primetime. I thought the Cowboys should have won that game.
Oh No.
The coaching was horrific.
Washington was the better team. They were better. The defense dominated that game.
Gibson was the difference, I thought.
I think coaching was the difference. I think you're right about that. I think
McCarthy is. He could get fired after 1 year.
I mean, he should get fired after 1 year. It's. Whew, that was bad. But here's the thing, Joe. I need to do the same. I took two teams last week in the Chargers and the Ravens. I thought the Chargers would be able to cover against the Jets. I got to stop thinking that the Chargers are going to win in any sort of blowout game. Like they might be able to cover in close games and whatever, but like they cannot win blowouts. They just can't do it. And in regards to the Ravens, I don't know what to do about the Ravens. I think I might have to be out on the effing Ravens. Like I don't know what the deal is with them, but they just can't cover a game. Can't do it. Cannot cover a game. So
that's how I feel about the Packers right now. And this week's games, so it's funny because I was so like invested in Thursday's games. Raiders, Falcons, Chargers, Bills, Giants, Bengals. The Giants are 6-point favorites. I know no Joe Burrow, but still. Titans, Colts again, Dan. I don't know if I could watch another bad kicking special teams thing with Vrabel. Packers, Panthers, Vikings. What are you going to get there? Patriots, Cardinals. What are you going to get there? I'm actually, you know, the line went from 2.5 to 2 now. Dolphins, Jets. You know, what's toing, right? Who is toing this week? Browns, Jags. The Jags have been putting up points. Saints, Broncos. What are the Saints going to be going on the road to Denver? Rams. How do they do after coming off prime time? Chiefs, Bucks. Oh, my God. Tom Brady after a loss. The Chiefs who didn't cover. I mean, there's the Bears are going with Mitch Trubisky again versus the Packers. And then you get the Eagles and Seahawks, which, I don't want to touch either of those teams.
No.
And then you get Ravens Steelers, which who even knows? like you don't even know if the game's going to happen, you know? So this week in the NFL, oof, it's a doozy of a doozy.
Are you having internet trouble right now?
Yeah.
I am too.
I was.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am back here too.
All right, hey there, right, Jeff.
Well, lovely. Glad to.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to hear it's not just us in here.
How's the beard? Did you get some leftovers there in the beard?
I got some Saugus wing sauce in the beard.
There you go. Calhoun action on.
My man.
Oh, God. I thought about it. I thought about, like, so, like, you know, the night before Thanksgiving, it's kind of like, you know, like the night to go out. I thought about it for a minute. Like, should I try it out? Or
I think that's when we were younger.
Yeah. Well, not to mention that, being around people right now is not the best idea.
Oh, yeah.
Considering what's happening in sports. How many games this weekend are canceled? Because just yesterday alone, Dan, let's see. Yesterday, I just wanted to look because the Friday after, what's it called? Thanksgiving's a pretty big day. Oh, by the way, how about Texas down the stretch there? Woof. And I thought Ellinger was so good. And then he took the sack. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take that sack in that spot. And by the way, speaking of quarterbacks, Ian Book outplayed Sam Howell yesterday.
Oh, my God. Okay. And we've been hard on Sam Book, I feel.
Ian Book, yeah. I mean, listen,
Ian Book, sorry.
Ian Book is not an NFL quarterback.
Well, I think maybe he'll. I mean,
no.
I'll just say this.
How about this? I will say confidently that Ian Book
I think he will be. You know, I don't know if he'll be a star. Maybe he'll be like a ripping type, you know, how he is now.
Yeah, if you want to say maybe he's a backup or something, sure. But he's not a starter in the NFL.
But I will say this. The pitch he made on a third down, it was scary, but it worked.
It was a stupid play.
I agree with you. He knows when to run. And number 11... What's his name? Whatever his name. He's their safety blanket. And Mike Mayer, their big tight end. You know, but their defense is legit. I mean, I think it's early on, like their corners got a little exposed, but they started blitzing, and Howell could not pick. The problem wasn't Howell. Their running backs couldn't stop a blitz. And then guys were just the pressure was coming from the inside. The guys they had a hell of a game plan second half. I think they punted almost every down, one field goal for the whole entire game. But Notre Dame's defense is legit, and the playoffs came out this week, or the rankings came out, and it was Alabama, which I think is clearly number one, clearly. Notre Dame was two.
Yeah.
Clemson three and Ohio State four.
I don't know how you can possibly do that. And again, here's the thing. I heard from, and again, I'm an Ohio State fan, so there is a little bit of bias here, but I heard from fans, Ohio State doesn't play anybody. Tell me who the hell Notre Dame has played. They played Clemson without the starting quarterback, and they played UNC. That's it. I mean, seriously, there's at least Ohio State played Indiana. There's no one on Notre Dame's schedule or Clemson's schedule that's close to Indiana.
Well, they beat the number one team in the country at the time.
Okay, Notre Dame being ahead of Ohio State, I have no problem with. Why the hell is Clemson ahead of them? One loss, Clemson. Get the F out of here. Enough. Enough with this ACC crap. The ACC sucks. It's not a good conference. Like, can we stop anointing the ACC as this great college football conference? They're not. Okay? Virginia's down. Virginia Tech's down. BC's average. Who, you know, UNC is above average and pretty good. But as you saw yesterday, they're not good enough. Clemson, it's Clemson and Notre Dame. Please stop talking about how good the ACC is. The ACC sucks. They do. Okay? Miami is good. That's fine. But guess what? Miami has played basically no one. NC State isn't a good team. You've talked about how bad their quarterback is. Pittsburgh, not a good team. Wake Forest, average. Again, we're, you go through there, there's like four good teams in that conference. Notre Dame, Clemson, Miami, UNC. After that, you know, nothing's the. It's not better than Big Ten. It's just, I mean, it is, but I'm just saying, like, to say that Notre Dame or Clemson has played all these teams, in aka Miami, is their one big win. Ohio State is one big win. It's Indiana. Indiana's ranked ahead of them. What are we doing here? They have one win against a good team and one loss. Enough. An undefeated team, even though they play less games, is better than a one-loss Clemson team. They lost.
Florida. One-loss team.
Okay, they lost to A&M. A&M's a one-loss team. Until A&M loses, Florida's behind them. I know that rankings are super difficult for people, just like this shouldn't be. Florida lost to A&M. A&M hasn't lost to anyone else. So Florida should be behind A&M. Easy. You know, bang, bang. Until they win their conference championship, then you can make an argument at least.
All right, we'll take a break. The phone number is 617-779-0985. Any game you want to talk about, any sport, anything you want to do today, we're here until 9 o'clock. We got games to talk about. I'm interested in some of these college football games today as well. And then, he's Dan Lifschitz. I'm Joe Murray. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz. The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping.
Hallelujah. One Nation. Whenever I hear this song, I like literally get pumped up. It's a DraftKings Over Under Show. Dan Lifschitz, I'm Joe Murray. How about the noon slate today in college football? Kentucky, Florida. Florida just drops points on people, man. They start slow, and then they just go bonkers. Kentucky has not been good.
They got blown out, as we talked about, by Alabama.
25 points, Dan.
Florida was not good versus Vanderbilt. They didn't cover. As we kind of talked about in that one, they didn't cover. You know, they
25 points.
Kentucky allowed 63 last week to Bama.
Not sure I can touch that one.
This is going to be one of those you either take Kentucky in the 25 or you don't take a side in this one, in my opinion. Because Florida, I think Florida's days of blowing out these teams that they don't need to. Florida just needs to coast.
Florida
right?
Just coast, win, and get to the SEC championship.
Right. You just need to coast. You need to be healthy. You have Kentucky this week.
They need to be healthy.
Tennessee next week. And then you have LSU, which is supposed to be a big game, but probably won't be. Like, at this point, your job is just to coast and win. Stay healthy. If you have to take Trask out in the third quarter, you do it. I think this is one of those things where you got to start looking to coast.
Indiana at home versus Maryland. Indiana covers last week. Oh, by the way, Michael Penix played way better than Justin Fields.
He was very good last
week. Listen, people were on me, oh, they're going to get blown up. Oh. Indiana was in that game, man. This kid Fry... wide receiver there for Indiana is legit. Oh, what's his name? Fry. Oh, man. Anyways, Freifogel. Freifogel is his name. Dude's nasty. He's got 200 yards receiving the last two games. I'm a little concerned.
Oh, Ty Freifogel.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Indiana today versus Maryland. You know, is Tua Taluya playing today? What's Tuluan?
What's Tuluan? I assume he is. They haven't played in a few weeks. Ever since that shellacking of Penn State, they had their Ohio State game canceled, the Michigan State game canceled. They've had some rest. Indiana obviously coming off that, I wouldn't say tough loss to Ohio State. I mean, they weren't. Indiana was not in that game for a while, and they made a really nice comeback, and Ohio State could not get anything going, but they held on. I don't know. Is that a letdown loss, Joe? If you're Indiana coming off that loss, do you feel like
I think they had a chance at the end, and they just couldn't get it done. Well, the problem was Ohio State was, you know, up 14. When are they going to go up? Because the spread was 21. So it was kind of like, all right, well, they're up 14. When are they going to go up 21? And when's Indiana going to chase? And it just they just kept hanging in there. I thought Fields was not good. And you know what? The Indiana defense is way better than we give it credit for. But it's really about Penix. That's really what the team's all about. But
they're better than anyone Clemson has beat.
Might be.
No, they are. they're better than Miami. Give me Indiana or Miami in a neutral.
So
yeah, neutral
my only thing is Tuluia going on the road today in Indiana against that defense. The only thing that 12? I don't know. I kind of lean Indiana today, but you have a point about a letdown loss. Like, how does a team play after a loss?
It opened at 15. It's down to 12. You know the sharps like. I'm just saying.
I think people will jump on Indiana today, be seeing a two touchdown. Like, hey, okay, they can win by two touchdowns. Could be a backdoor. I don't know. The way Maryland's so up and down, they could score 40 one day and then score three.
They also haven't played in 2 weeks. It's hard to play a team like that. There's probably going to be some rust early, especially from them. I mean, probably some freshness and some rust, which is both good and bad. So, I mean, that's a game I want no part of, to be honest with you.
Dan wants to talk about this game today. What's up, Dan?
Hey, you guys already pretty much hit on all my key points with this game. Maryland's last game, you know, was about a month ago against Penn State. You know, they've only played three games. The thing is, I'm on the fence because, you know, what type of Maryland team will we see? Will we see the Maryland team that played Northwestern, who Northwestern is a powerhouse, you know, where they scored, what, 3 points? Or will we see the Maryland team when they played Minnesota? You know, I want to lean under, even though all my trends, all my research is shooting the over, I'm seeing 95% of the money on the over.
I've gotten burned on Indiana overs this year already. I'll tell you this much, though. Over 5-0 the last five meetings, and the home team's 4-0. And I'm going to tell you right now, trends haven't meant crap over the last few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you this. Stop betting on trends.
I think it's worked in the past this year.
It doesn't work in COVID. COVID 2020 trends are not a thing. They just don't work. It sucks because I think that they can be a useful tool, especially in prior head-to-head matchups with similar coaches and similar quarterbacks. You can at least get a read how this team play, you know what I mean? But I don't think it works in COVID. It just doesn't. It hasn't worked at all this year.
But, yeah, your trends would lean towards the over. And I will say this, though. You mentioned the under here. A lot of the Maryland totals lean towards the under. I'm just looking at covers. They have a lot of trends. It shows, you know, that the under is – there's a lot.
Now, would you say this is an Indiana look-ahead the next week because they're playing Wisconsin?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
They're a little bit of a sandwich game coming off a loss, too.
Right. They're on the road at Wisconsin next week. The only problem, and again, and usually this is the type of spot. It's the same spot that BC was in a few weeks ago. Remember, they had just come off the Clemson loss. They were looking ahead to Notre Dame. They ended up winning that game at Syracuse. So, yes, it's a good spot to play Maryland, but the problem is Maryland hasn't played in a month. So it's hard to, as you said, kind of gauge where they're going to come out. They could come out and look like, you know, the Maryland versus Northwestern. That's kind of the one thing. Otherwise, I think we'd probably be all over Maryland today.
All right. I don't even want to talk about my Ducks, so.
Oh, God, they're done.
Sorry, man.
Pac-12, done. Done. Done, 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 done.
I mean, technically USC.
USC,
right?
No. Nope, done.
USC's done?
I'm telling you right now, they're done. Pac-12 will not make it.
I mean, they rolled versus year. Utah.
They did. We had that. Utah, man. Telling you. It's going to be a bad year for Utah. I want to just scroll through some of these. Penn State, Michigan. I don't want to spend time on it, but this would be the perfect day for Penn State to win.
Michigan opened as 3.5-point favorites. It is now even. It's a pick 'em.
Yeah, I think Clifford stinks. Western Michigan, Northern Illinois. Some action. I'm so down on Northern Illinois this year. You know, but again, I the game I really watched them play was against Buffalo. They had no shot. Western Michigan is legit. I mean, they're a high scoring team. The over under 64.5, I'd be careful on that one. But the kid Ellaby is not bad. For Western Michigan puts up points. 20 in a maxion, though, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't
58,
do it.
41, 52. Those have been their points the last few weeks. I can't, I mean, the total was very low for that. Very low.
I agree with you. And I wanted I was just trying to look up the last matchup between the two teams. And if you want trends, underdog 4-0. Northern Illinois has owned this meeting against the spread. Owned it.
Yeah, but again, Northern Illinois is a totally different team.
Another one. I have been fading Bowling Green. Dan, they're like, it's money fading Bowling Green. They get Ohio today, who's been decent. But Ohio is playing, what's his name? Who's the quarterback they had last year? They're playing his brother, Rourke. They're playing his little brother, and then they got a kid transfer from UNLV. I wouldn't touch the 24.5, though. I love fading Bowling Green. On a Tuesday night, Wednesday night maction, oh, I am a fade. And then just one more maxion game. I thought that's interesting, Dan. Buffalo, Kent State. Kent State's been very good. This kid Dustin Crum's been back. Kent State, they've been good. They beat Eastern Michigan, who won last night, I believe. Buffalo's the real deal.
Eastern Michigan lost last.
Oh, they ended up losing?
Yep.
Get out of here. So it's so funny. I watched that game.
Not only did they lose, they didn't cover the
spread. So Central Michigan came all the way.
And won by 8.
Can't believe that. So it's funny because I went to bed early, but I saw that they were up at half. And I'm like, wow. Because Central Michigan's got a really good offense. They really do. Buffalo, to me, is the cream of the crop of the MAC. And I think Buffalo wins this game today. I think there'll be a lot of love on Kent State.
I do, too, because Kent State's offense against Bowling Green and Akron has looked so dynamic. But let's not forget how they did against EMU the first week. Could barely cover. I don't think they covered that game. I think Eastern Michigan ended up backdooring that one. Buffalo has consistently scored 40-plus points in every game. Outside that NIU game, they have been very, very good defensively. 10 to Miami, Ohio. 17 to Bowling Green. I expect, obviously, some more points from them, but I really like Buffalo in that spot today.
All right. Let's take one call before we get to the break here. Dan, what's going on, Dan? Another Dan in New Hampshire. What's up, Dan?
How we doing?
What's up, bud?
What's up, Dan?
Real quick, your Chanticleers, 17.5 versus Texas State last. Mm-hmm. I believe every time you guys talk about Texas State, they're a bottom quarter team, which seems a little light. And then talk me out of this one. Georgia Southern versus Georgia State. Thank you for turning me into a degenerate. Georgia Southern is only favored by 0.5, and I don't understand. I thought they should be favored by more. I'll hang up and listen, but I would be thinking that would be a logical pick.
Thank you. So I'll be honest with you. I'm confused on Georgia Southern and Georgia State. Like, I forget which one's which because they're, like, almost the same uniform and color and –
Right. Well, let me do that, and then you can break down the Chance game. The reason that Georgia State, I believe, is now a 1-point favorite, actually, is because they – I mean, honestly, right now, I know what the Georgia Southern record is. Let's not forget, they're 6-3, but they have wins against Campbell, UMass, and Texas State, and not to mention Louisiana Monroe. That record is really inflated. Really, you know, they have – what, one nice win? You could argue that the win against Troy was a good win. I'd give them the win against Southern, you know, South Alabama. Georgia State's wins, in my opinion, have been better. ECU, Troy, and South Alabama, I think they perform better in those similar matchups as well. I think they've dominated that. I think Georgia State, despite Georgia Southern being a triple option team and that being difficult, I think Georgia State should walk away and win this game today.
We got to take a quick break, but I'll get into the Chanticleers. The Roosters! My team! My team, my avatar. Chance to go 9-0 today. We'll talk about them coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, DraftKings Over-Under Show. The Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina play Texas State. So for those who may remember, BC played Texas State week two and had to come back from behind to win.
I think it was like week four or five, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. Last week, Texas State beat Arkansas State 47-45.
Yeah, again, the two-quarterback system doesn't work.
This is the last game of the year for Texas State. I think they already have their Super Bowl, man.
I don't know. Who's Coastal Carolina playing next week?
What's that?
Liberty.
Coastal Carolina play. Yeah. Liberty beat 145-0 against UMass yesterday.
But they have Liberty next week.
No. I'm saying Texas State had their Super Bowl.
How?
Today's Texas State's last game.
I know. This is the most important.
They're going down, Dan. They're going down.
No, they're going to cover this game. Texas State.
There we go.
Versus Louisiana Lafayette, cover. App State, cover. Georgia Southern, cover. Arkansas State, cover. They're 2-9, and we've talked about how much better they are than their record. They lost to SMU, but covered that game. Lost to BC, covered that game. They got killed by BYU, did not cover that game. But the rest of these games, they've been in every single game this season, with the exception of that BYU game and they at Troy, where they got drilled in that game too. Other than that, they've covered almost every other game. They've been in every other game. Coastal Carolina is absolutely looking ahead past Texas State to Liberty this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst spot of the season to take Coastal. The worst. If you take Coastal, I will take the other side. Are you doing it?
Nope, but the Coastal Carolina is going to win this game.
Well, yeah, I agree with that.
They're going to win the game.
I agree with that.
And I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game.
Why is that?
I think that Coastal Carolina – all right, so last year the matchup was 24-21. Coastal Carolina won last year.
Well, they're better than that, obviously.
So I think Coastal's going to drop 40-plus on them today.
Oh. I think they're coming with a super bland game plan. They're just going to want to survive the week, get through. Texas State is, you know, has been playing teams very tough.
Texas State is 7-4 against the spread, I'll give you that.
Coastal Carolina right now getting 82% of the bet and 89% of the money.
That's scary.
They're, you know, they opened a 16.5-point favorites. It's sitting at 17. They got up to 18. It's back down to 17. I just think if you are fading Texas State, who's played all these games very closely in a spot where Coastal Carolina is looking ahead to a Liberty team, I think that's very dangerous.
Here's what I'll say. Coastal last week covered by an interception late in the game. They've been sneaking out wins. I shouldn't say sneaking out wins. Sneaking out covers.
And they're coming off the App State game. This is a sandwich spot, dude.
Coastal Carolina, baby. So, all right, I'm not picking this game, but I think they drop 40-plus today, and I'm kind of leaning towards the over.
PP, Texas State, plus 17.
Oh, there we go.
This is a sandwich spot.
Okay.
Texas State's biggest game of the year. They're playing better. And Coastal Carolina.
I'm poking fun. It's a rib.
I know.
I love Coastal Carolina,
and I'm giving it right back to you. That's all. That's all. I'm just giving it back to you.
I love Coastal Carolina. And that's my team. And
Coastal will win this game, and they'll probably win it by double digits. But I just think that they're going to want to escape and live to next week for Liberty, because who cares how much you beat Texas State by? You're not getting in the playoffs, and all you care about at this point, if you're Coastal Carolina, is winning every game.
Real quick, Auburn, Alabama, Iron Bowl opened 12.5. Now 24.5.
The look ahead line was
yeah. Okay. Usually, I'll never forget it. I was here at the radio station working with Mark Feldman, who's now the producer of the Get Up Crew on 96.9.
The kick return?
And I'm at the station. I think we're about to go to – or there's a Bruins game on, I think. I think I was working a Bruins game. And I had Auburn. And I couldn't believe what I saw. on the kick six. I literally ran into the other studio. I was like, did you just say what? He had no clue what I was talking about. I'm like, did you just say a kick six? I'm freaking out. And then last year, I had to go out to, I had dinner plans. And I had Alabama. And Auburn's kicking a field goal to win the game.
Well, hold on. I think we were out to dinner that night.
No, we weren't. No. We weren't. No, I,
are you sure?
No, I was texting you what happened. You were giving me the updates.
Okay. All right.
No, I was.
That was a different Bama.
That was a different
night. Auburn game, whatever it was. Okay.
No, but I found out that Auburn won, and I was at the table very quiet all night long. I was like, yeah.
Oh, you were depressed. That's right. I remember that story.
So Auburn won 48-45 last year. It was a shootout. There were no defense at all. Do we throw the records out the window today? Is this the Bo Nix coming up party? I think Alabama's going to smash Auburn today. And when I say smash them, I mean smash them hard. But do we throw the records out the window in the Iron Bowl? Is that what we do?
No, I don't think so. And I think Auburn has been, they're 5-2, but really they could be 2-5, Joe. I mean, really, that again, we'll go back. Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi. All those games, in my opinion, have potential to be losses instead of wins. They blew out LSU, and they crushed Tennessee. I know they've been looking forward to this game. I just, dude, Bama. It's Bama or nothing for me today. I'm not playing it, but it's Bama or nothing. Don't try and get too cute. Auburn is not as good as the record indicates, and Bama, as you said, hates Auburn.
Can I give you one trend? And again, Dan, throw it out the window.
I know. I'm scared. Yeah, hit me.
The under in Alabama, the last 10 matchups, 7-3. So the total is 63 today.
I can buy that. I can buy the under in that because I'm not sure how much Auburn's going to score.
I feel like a 31-13 game.
I feel like a 31-7 game. Maybe a 34-7. I think Bama's going to cover. I think Bama's going to cover pretty easily. At about a 40-7 game or 40-10 game.
Well, actually, yeah. So 31-13 wouldn't cover.
Right. Yeah. I think Bama's going to cover, and I think that it's going to be pretty not too close.
Okay. 38-13.
40-10.
All right. Yeah, 40. Okay. I'm looking at an under there. It's college football, though. Oh,
God.
Last night I had Notre Dame under. Yeah, I wasn't feeling good first quarter.
their defense really stepped up in a big way.
I'm telling you, the Notre Dame – say what you want about Notre Dame, everybody. And I know Dan doesn't like the ACC. By the way, North Carolina was playing a corner last night. That was a senior in high school. Because the season got canceled.
Yeah.
He made it into North Carolina. And number 20 last night. Literally, Herb Street all night long was like, yeah, there's a friend, the senior in high school is like, oh, they're getting beat. He's just all night long. I just kept hearing it. I'm like, Kirk,
I did not have the sound on in that game. So.
All right, we'll take a quick break. And then I just want to poke a little fun at the Over-Under show coming up next.
The DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5, The Sports Hub. It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, The Sports Hub. Let's get back on track here, everybody. College basketball, man. Yeah. You know, I kind of missed the Maui Classic, Bill Walton, you know?
Yeah.
Him being like, oh, he's one of the best players in the country. And, oh, what a great play by him. He reminds me of the Hoover Dam, you know? Like, he always brings up, like, the weirdest things. You mentioned today has got some weird games.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of the smaller teams.
Omaha early on in the morning. Belmont, remember them? They're playing today. The College of Charleston.
Those are all like the bigger teams. I'm talking like the South Carolina Upstates, the St. Francis PAs, the Texas A&M CCs, you know what I mean? The high points, like the Mississippi Valley States, the teams that you really know nothing about, like at all. Like people I think know Belmont by now, right? I think.
Oh yeah.
I think people probably know Belmont by now.
UMass Lowell takes on Illinois State today. Illinois State's favored.
I know they're.
And I think they just lost by 50, right? I think so. Oh, Duke plays today. They're only 37-point favorites.
Yep. We have there's a couple good teams. Yeah, they're facing Coppin State, who's real bad.
I don't love the college slate today, Dan, for basketball.
Well, I think that's kind of why we've stayed away from it the most part. Ooh. I mean, Baylor and Villanova are both playing today.
Villanova plays Virginia Tech, as we mentioned. Baylor's going to play its first game, right? They came to – is it Bubbleville? Yeah, they came to – wait, are they in Bubbleville?
Who?
Baylor. Where are they playing today?
No, they're playing in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're in that little Vegas tournament there.
And let's see. Okay. Ooh, we get to see Eastern Washington play Washington State tonight. That's a good one.
Virginia Tech plays Villanova. That's probably
8.5-point spread.
Notre Dame plays Michigan State in East Lansing. That's probably one of your better games. You talked about Eastern Washington, Washington State. Tulsa, TCU is not a terrible game either. Little Rock, Arkansas versus Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky beat Memphis a day ago. URI, South Florida. South Carolina, Liberty. And I mean, after that, you're really getting into it. LSU St. Louis is not a bad one either. That's going to be a pretty good game. St. Louis is a good basketball team. Drexel Pittsburgh. I mean, the slate for college basketball is not great, but later in the day, there's at least a few good.
So games. Who you got?
Okay, fine. I'll give you a point. Let me pull it up here. Wyoming is hosting Mississippi Valley State today.
Oh, God.
They are horrendous. Give me Wyoming minus 27.
Mississippi Valley State, where Jerry Rice went to college.
Yes. They have not produced anything since then.
Mississippi Valley State, huh? What's the line on that one?
27.
So Mississippi Valley State's getting... Okay, I'm looking at it right here. Wyoming. Wyoming's first game of the year, Dan.
Yep. I have no problem doing that. I believe that Mississippi Valley State will probably get some love. I don't know why, but they are on the road at Wyoming after getting – they allowed 142 points to Arkansas and 116 to North Texas.
Mm. Does Elon still score a lot of points?
Where's
Rick Pitino?
I think he's – I don't even remember.
Is he at the Gales? Where is he this year, Rick Pitino?
Rick Pitino is the coach for Iona.
Iona, there we go. Yeah, they're an upstart team.
I do not believe their conference has started yet.
Yeah, he's been in the news a lot lately for basketball reasons, actually. Elon, minus 8 today versus High Point. Where is High Point?
Not sure. I don't know where North Carolina, I assume. High Point, North Carolina.
Okay, there we go.
So there you go. Listen, this is going to be a day where you want to pick and choose your battles. There's not going to be a ton of spots. And any point I give out, people are going to be like, who, why are you taking that, yada, yada, yada. So I probably won't give out too much on the old Twitter. But, you know, there are some spots. Penn State minus 19 versus VMI. VMI over the past few years has been bad. They did open the season with a victory over St. Andrews, but in general they are not a.
This sounds like my CYO league.
Yes, pretty much it was a CYO team. They are not exactly a good college team. Penn State laying 19 there, but yeah, I mean, listen, today there's not a lot. There's a few good games here and there. Tomorrow is when we start getting the good games. Baylor, Washington, Richmond, Kentucky. Let's see what else we have here. Houston Baptist, Arizona State's going to be a mess. That's not a good game. Arkansas State, Morehead State should be okay. Houston, Texas Tech is a big game. San Francisco, Rhode Island. Miami, North Florida. South Florida, Va Tech. There's a bunch of games tomorrow that are much better than today's slate.
Dan, You are being challenged about your ACC bias.
Yeah, I don't care. The ACC sucks. Again, I'm going to tell you this. What is the challenge?
I'm looking at a thread that you are going back and forth with.
Oh yeah, with our buddy Joe. Joe is a very smart guy.
I like Joe a lot.
His take on the ACC is irrational. The ACC, again, go down the conference. The ACC has three teams, and you could argue a fourth. I'll let you argue a fourth. Notre Dame, Clemson, Miami, UNC. Joe, on a neutral field, just do the exercise with me. Would you make Miami a favorite against any of these teams? Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Iowa State, any of them?
Ooh.
If your answer is yes, then you're not being then you already know. The Big 12 is a significantly better football conference.
I'd make Iowa State a favorite.
I'd make
Oklahoma a favorite.
Yes. Oklahoma State is incredible.
Texas, I'd be interested. But
Miami can't.
I know, and I know that Iowa State just beat Texas, so I know. I'd like to see Miami versus Texas.
I would not make Miami a favorite against any of those teams on the neutral field. None. Zero.
Notre Dame, Clemson, Miami, and North Carolina is now out. NC State can put up points, and then it's BC, and we know what BC is. Pitt, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest. All these schools, like, they're just one week they're good, one week they're not. Some weeks they put up points, some weeks they don't. None of them are good on the road, except for Notre Dame. The ACC is not a great football conference. Hasn't that been like the discussion since Clemson? Oh, Clemson plays nobody. Like, that's always been like the word on the street.
The ACC is not a good football conference. Again, I'm going to say it again. The Sun Belt is better than the ACC outside the top two.
I might give you the Big 12. Normally I wouldn't, but I'd give you the Big 12.
The Big 12 is a significantly better and deeper conference.
I mean, week in and week out, it's more
neutral field. Where would you rather play? Would you rather play in Chestnut Hill or would you rather play in Morgantown?
I mean, I'd rather play.
I mean, come on! This is not even a question. Let's not do this. I don't want to do this today. If you think the ACC is a better conference outside those two teams, you are clinically insane. Seriously,
get your head checked.
If you make Miami a neutral field favorite against any of those teams, I will gladly take the other side. Gladly.
Hey, JP's an MP. Hello, JP.
What's up, JP?
Hey, Bankroll. Breakfast. Good morning, guys. Joe, I got to call you early, Dan, because I'm into work early so I can stand around with no customers coming in. But, Joe, Dan, I'm old school. You know that. Notre Dame is so close to being number one. Tell me I could take a prop bet that they upset Alabama. Give me some reason to go around chanting Rudy and just watching that movie. I need it. Dan Devine coming out. Arapasi. I need something. Tell me that it could happen.
Didn't we see Notre Dame versus Alabama before?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Don't do it.
No. I'll argue that this might be the best Notre Dame team we've seen, but I think Brady Quinn was the best quarterback they ever had.
I got to listen to him on Sunday nights.
But yeah, I wouldn't do it, but let's say Bama loses today. Notre Dame's top team in the country.
I mean, listen, I'm sure.
Give me a prop number. It might be worth it, Joe. I'll head up to the casino.
I wouldn't do it, man. I wouldn't do it.
Well, I did have my nachos in
stuffing
last night, Joe, and baked them in the oven. So that for everybody.
You know that this was a discussion for a whole week? I had people writing to me for weeks about leftovers and nachos. It turned into, like, burgers. It turned into, like, you know, breakfast burritos and omelets and whatever. Dude, it went... Yeah, we're probably going to talk about it later today, too.
Hey, I might be heading to Linfield later today. I might have to go by Kowloon. We'll see.
Hey, go say hello to our buddy Andy Wong if you go there. I live the next town over, too. You can come see me, but whatever. Dan, let's talk some NFL bets. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's done.
All that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz. The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here, 98 found the Sports Hub. 617-779-0985. That's the phone number. Getting some NFL here. We already had the Thursday night games. Who's the quarterback for the Dolphins this week, Dan? What's Tua?
It sounds like it's going to be Tua.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Jets are getting 6.5 at home. The Jets are 0-10 on the season. Obviously, we know that the Dolphins lost last week. Do you know the Dolphins are 5-0-1 against the spread the last six versus the Jets?
Yeah, it's a different sort of game, though, right? I mean, this is a divisional game where Miami's coming off a loss. They just need a victory. But, I mean, you know, they need to just live to see another day. The Jets, don't you think this is a game the Jets have a chance of winning? I'm not advocating to take the Jets. I'm not telling you. I'm just saying you look at the remaining schedule.
If they win a game, will it be in the division?
Probably. It's probably the Jets, the Patriots, or I guess the Browns. I mean, they face the Dolphins, Raiders, Seahawks on the road.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Rams on the road, Browns at home, and Patriots on the road. I think their best chance to win is like home against the Dolphins or home against the Browns.
Okay. To your point, what's the money on Miami right now?
I mean,
it's got to be 80%, right?
I'm sure it's very
so this
high.
This line at 6.5.
Miami is getting 60% of the bet and 67% of the money.
Okay, so people are on the Jets a little bit.
Pretty high for an NFL team. Not any different than what it is for the Giants or the Browns this week.
See a spot for the Jets here? I do.
I mean, they found a way to cover last week. Sorry, excuse me. Let me rephrase. The Chargers found a way to blow it last week.
Yeah, they did. Oh, God.
Yes.
I blame Herbert haircut. I told you. If they won, I favor the haircut. If they lose, I blame the haircut. And, they blew that game. Oh, I watched that live. Oh,
Chargers won.
I know, but it's about covering and winning money. Yeah. I'm not taking the Jets. I'm not going to do it. But I can see Miami off the loss, the Jets covering at home against a divisional opponent.
Darnold is starting.
Darnold is starting. That gives them a little spark.
They're actually getting, like, healthier. Okay. They'll have Crowder back. Perryman's playing.
Can't believe we're talking about the Jets
right now. It's disgusting. Again, I know.
Here's another one. The Giants are 6-point favorites to the Bengals. Who's quarterback? Driscoll?
I believe that it's going to be Finley.
Finley? Oh, yeah. From NC State?
Yep. So the look at this line was Bengals -2.5. I apologize. Brandon Allen is going to be starting at quarterback. Brandon Allen, former Arkansas Razorback quarterback. Remember him?
No.
You remember him from Arkansas, Brandon Allen?
Oh,
he was a chuck and duck guy.
Okay.
But yes, Brandon Allen will be the starting quarterback for them.
The Giants are 6-point favorites. I can't see it. Did you know the underdog in this matchup? 4-0, last four meetings.
I mean, it's Danny Dimes and the Jets laying 6.
Washington won this week. I think Giants win the game. I don't know if they cover.
I could see this being a live dog. Brandon Allen just needs to not be horrendous, right? Let the Giants beat themselves and don't be horrendous.
3-1 at home, 6-4 against the spread.
I don't know. It's a game I'm staying away from. Suck. But this is a game you're looking at and you're like, man, if the Giants don't look good first half, maybe I'll sprinkle a little bit second half on the Bengals.
What about the Chargers going to Buffalo? Buffalo's 4.5.
5.5. This is my one NFL play of the week. Give me the Chargers +5.5.
Oh!
Yep, I'm going back on
the fade train.
I'm going back on the Chargers train. They know
wait, is this a Buffalo fade or is this the
Chargers train? No. This is off the bye, COVID teams off the bye has really not been good. They have not been good. The Chargers, despite the fact that they literally know how to lose games, They also know how to lose games but keep it close and keep it with under 3 points. And, I mean, we've seen that all year from the Chargers. They lose to the Broncos by one. They lose to the Saints by three. They know how to keep it in close games. They just don't know how to win those games, but they can cover. So,
Tennessee, Indianapolis. The reason why I'm not going to give you a pick on this game is because I had Tennessee in the previous game, and their special teams literally turned the whole game around. They had a shank of a punt and then a blocked punt, and then Gostkowski missed a field goal. That whole sequence there was the reason. And the Colts, and I'll give the Colts credit. Their defense is really good. The Colts almost blew that game against Green Bay last week. Tennessee wins in overtime.
Green Bay did blow the game to the Colts.
I'm sorry. Colts blew. Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Colts. Well, yeah. Green Bay blew the game to the Colts. Yeah. And then the Colts let Green Bay back in it. And then the Colts won in overtime. Anyways, my point is, you know, the Tennessee's off an overtime victory. The Colts did win. Well, they didn't cover. Well, they did cover. Yeah, they did. Okay. So, anyways, I can't touch this game. I cannot touch this game. Because I don't know. Like, I literally don't know where to go with this game.
I think you can make an argument both ways. I think there's a legitimate argument for taking Tennessee and for taking Indy. You know, Tennessee continues to play some of their best football.
I did want to say the home team has rolled in the series. In the last four games, but
Tennessee got murdered at home versus Indy. So again, I don't think that the home field advantage really matters too much at this point. There's no home field. I mean, really, you know, it's no longer really a thing right now. You know, with the exception of maybe like Oklahoma State games and like Stillwater, Oklahoma and stuff like that, but. You know, it's different this year. I don't think home games matter as much, and so I think it's a divisional game. I think you can make a legitimate argument for either side. I mean, Tennessee's playing some of their best football. Indy's finally caught fire and is actually playing offensively. You know,
7-3, both teams.
Phil Rivers is a huge win. Actually throw the ball. You know, but let's not forget, Indy got killed by the Ravens a couple weeks ago, and the Titans just beat them. So again. Common opponents at any given week.
Yeah, Indiana's the better team against the spread, no doubt. Tennessee is. Oh, I can't touch Tennessee. Here's an interesting line: Vegas and Atlanta. It's a pick'em. Opens as a pick'em, and now Atlanta's getting three. I think this is an important game for Vegas because they played well against the Chiefs. Right? They played well. They lost. They're 6-4. They're playoff bound. They're 7-3 against the spread this year. They're also 4-1 on the road against the spread. I think this is a Vegas I think this is a spot for Vegas. But I have concerns with them going on the road at Atlanta off a loss. It's just I think Vegas needs this win to stay in that playoff spot.
I mean, yeah, of course they do.
But don't you feel like the boat's going to be Vegas? People are going to bet Vegas in the spot.
Of course. I think it's a home dog for Atlanta coming off a bad divisional loss, and the Raiders look great against Kansas City and covered that game at home in a primetime game. So, I mean, what's going to happen is people are going to come back on Vegas and buy, you know, and sell in Atlanta. I thought Atlanta's been playing much better. Again, 3-2 in their last five games, against small sample. But they've been playing better. I think the Raiders are the same. Their two losses though are against the Bucks and the Chiefs. So you could really make the same argument that both teams are playing much better. I would probably take the points, but I think this is a game again. I think the NFL is going to be very difficult this week. I think this is a game that I'm probably going to lay off of, just because I could see, you know, the Raiders just sucking and having a bad game coming off the Chiefs, and I can see Atlanta playing well offensively and vice versa. You know, Atlanta playing terribly off that loss, and, you know, the Raiders continuing to play offensively the way they have been playing the past 3 weeks. 31 against the Chargers, 37 against the Broncos, 31 against the Chiefs. They've been playing very well offensively.
I got a pick for you. You might not like it. It's more of a fade.
Okay.
Cleveland -7 on the road at Jacksonville, and here is why.
Ugh. Okay. I'm just worried about the square spots in the NFL this week because they've been getting killed.
But here's why. It's a fade. Mike Glennon is the quarterback this week for the Jaguars.
Yep.
Him and his Mike. Hey, there's a lot of NC State quarterbacks playing this
there's
week.
There's a lot of bad quarterbacks playing
and
this
Finley
week.
And now Glennon. This is a pure fade of Mike Glennon, who hasn't played in years. 6-16 record as a starter. Luton put up points. He went 0-3. They like were in every game.
I know.
And they're benching him for Mike Glennon? Out.
I'm hoping that Cleveland is smart enough to run the football.
And I hear you. This is a favorite. Cleveland on the road is the reason why the line is what it is. Mike Glennon, I'm sorry. That guy shouldn't be in the league.
I'm just worried that it's Baker Mayfield and he's going to throw a bad interception and, you know, the Jaguars backdoor. Like that's
it could happen.
That's my it's just Baker Mayfield has been so bad. If Cleveland runs the ball, Joe, they just hand it to Nick Chubb and they just hand it to Kareem Hunt every down, I'd lay the 7 every time. It's just Baker Mayfield, man. But you're right. Mike Glennon should not be in the league. Mike Glennon is. I don't know why you would go away from Luton. What has he done so badly that you would go away from him? Would you take the 7 if it was Luton starting, or is it just a fade of Glennon?
If Luton was starting, I wouldn't bet the Browns.
Gotcha.
I'd also take the over.
I know he wasn't good against the Steelers, but the Steelers defense is fantastic. Of course, no one's good against the Steelers this year. So,
all right. Here's your buddy Andrew. What's going on, Andrew? You're on the Sports Hub.
Hey, gentlemen. I hit my bet last week on soccer, so we're going to try to keep it rolling. Might be a homer pick, but I think there's some big value in the Revs tomorrow. Orlando City is playing without their starting goalie because he got suspended on a red card.
Whoa.
And the Revs are hot, as we all know right now. I love the two-way line because I like two-way lines. Take them there. They're valued. They're dogs. Also, Joe, just because I know you don't love soccer, I'm not sure if you've hit on it yet, but any thoughts on the BC money line today? It's about a pick 'em.
We're going to talk about
I'm leaning
it.
BC.
By the way, we all talked right, to Matt Turner, Rev's goalie, yesterday.
Yeah, did you?
Rev's keeper, if you want to listen to that. I don't know. It's somewhere on the sports. He got mad because I said, hey, man, goaltenders in hockey and goaltenders in soccer. And he goes, we're goaltenders. And I said, "Ooh, you gotta buy." He was mad about the hockey take.
Really?
He didn't like the hockey goalie comparison.
The hockey artos, huh?
Well, no, it was more about like
the soccer artos.
Don't compare us to goalies from hockey.
Interesting.
And I was like, "All right, man."
Oh, got mad.
Let's get into that BC game in a minute here. Just one more NFL: Carolina, Minnesota. Carolina wins with PJ Walker last week. Shout out. The Lions, Minnesota, 4-6. Is Bridgewater back?
I believe he's going to be coming back.
What a gross game. Can't do it. Nothing. I got nothing here. If you want a trend, though, the last time they played, Carolina won. And if you really, really, really want something, the underdog's 5-1 in the last 6 meetings. We got the BC game today. We have Arizona Patriots tomorrow. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more football games in the NFL to get to. And there's a degenerate special tonight as well. In college football.
In college football, yeah.
And then I got a thought on the Tyson.
Is there a college basketball degenerate special?
There might be. You know what? There's a boxing fight I have a bet on, too.
Gotcha. All right, I'll take a look, see if we can find a college basketball.
We'll do all that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bank. Sports Hub.
All right, two games. Here locally, that I think people will focus on. One is Boston College playing Louisville today. Dan and I talked about this off the air. I'm out on Louisville. I was very high on them early in the year. I took them against Miami. They didn't cover. I took them against Georgia Tech. They got exposed on a Friday night football game. BC's had a really nice season. Djurkovic is a pretty good quarterback. He's only a sophomore, dude. BC's had a decent season.
And remember, he gets another year of eligibility because no one's counting this year. So technically, I think he has three more years, right?
He's going to be a NFL pick.
He's big, though.
He reminds me of Joe Flacco a little bit, but can move better. And I don't know if that's a great comparison, but just continuing to talk about this game, the line minus one freaks me out. I think BC is better than Louisville. This is based off what I've watched this year. I think BC is better than them. BC's biggest problem is stopping the run. They had problems stopping the run against Kyler Williams from Notre Dame, who I just keep talking about week in and week out. It was good again last night. But Louisville has a good running back who has 800 yards rushing this year. And their quarterback is a dynamic quarterback. He can throw, he can run. So that's going to give BC some issues. The line at one freaks me out, but I think BC's the better team. I really do. But when you see a line like that, man, sometimes you got to think sharp and think Louisville. I'm trying to remember they played last year and Louisville won 41-39.
I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I would expect Louisville's running game to get going, and you know what's going to happen here. BC coming off the Notre Dame loss, that's their season. I mean, again, we talked about it. They lose to Clemson. They have that sandwich game in the middle with Syracuse, which they don't cover. And they lose to Notre Dame in a spot last week where they had everything going for them. Notre Dame coming off a Clemson victory, and you're catching your rival at a good time at home, and you lose and don't even cover. Deflating, in my opinion. I mean, I think that if you're BC, it has to be rough. To be motivated. What are you motivated for?
One thing I'll tell you this one. Louisville's 0-4 on the road this year.
Yeah, that's fine.
They
also probably should have beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame. You know what I mean? They had two touchdowns taken away from penalty, missed a field goal, lost 12-7. You know,
you're right. That was a game that was a winnable game. I lean the over in this game. Both teams can put up points. They probably won't stop each other. It's going to come down to who makes a stop and who doesn't in the end. Last year, again, 41-39 game, I lean the over.
Yeah, I think that's very, very possible, Joe. I don't really have a great feel on the total. I'm not going to PP it, okay? I don't understand the ACC is not a good conference. Again, BC's best win this year, their best win is Pittsburgh. Their best win is Pittsburgh. They barely beat Texas State. They beat Duke. They beat Georgia Tech, and they barely beat Syracuse on the road. Their best win is Pittsburgh. This is a conference where anyone can beat anyone because the conference sucks. It's the case.
Javion Hawkins is the running back I was telling you about from Louisville. 822 yards on the ground. He's been really good this year. I lean over. You know what? I'll give it to you. Let's do it. Give me the over 55 BC Louisville today. And then let's talk Patriots, Cardinals. While we're on it, just staying local. I liked the Patriots last week. The line, I'm upset with myself because of the line movement, the value. It was all Texans. Watson was awesome. I thought Watson was good both games, even this week as well. Dan, it's funny. I want to go to the well here with Arizona. Kyler Murray hasn't practiced. He had a shoulder injury last week. Larry Fitzgerald's not going to play, but they still have weapons. Kirk, Hopkins, Isabella, like they're two running. Kenyon Drake has run well against the Patriots in the past. The Patriots are getting two at home. Normally in this spot, they're a team that you want to back. Just think Arizona's a better team, man.
I mean, yeah, they are, but let's not forget that It's Cliff Kingsbury. He is too cute. He tries to do too much, and he ends up losing his team and costing his team, you know, points in the big moment. And this is like the perfect moment for him to do that against the best coach in the NFL, where he tries to be too cute and tries to do too much, and it backfires on him. And that's the way I look at this. Bill Belichick and the defense, they do one thing well. They take away the thing you like to do best, and they make you beat them in other ways. For instance, they stopped Deshaun Watson from running the football and say, make you, you know, they made Deshaun Watson beat him as a passer. He did that because Deshaun Watson's a good quarterback. What are they going to do to Arizona? My guess is they'll take away, you know, DeAndre Hopkins. They'll try and keep Kyler in the pocket and say, beat us with Christian Kirk and Andy Isabella and those other guys, and we'll see if that happens. I think if you're looking at the Patriots, I think instead of taking a point, I think the best value is to tease them up. It's a long teaser, as we talked about on Wednesday's show. Again, I know, not the long father, long teaser. It means you go through two key numbers. So usually you're looking for a 2.5 or 2 to go through 3 and 7. Those are the more key numbers. 10 is still a primary key number as well, but, you know, whatever. So,
well, you get them at 8 if you tease them up 6, right?
So you go through 3 and 7 because you get them 8, so you go through those two key numbers. So, I mean, again, I think to me that's the best move in, you know, getting the Patriots and find another team that you like to tease. I think they're a good long teaser spot this week.
The Pats absolutely have a shot to win this game. The reason why, like, you know how everyone talks about, oh, look at Seattle and the Seattle game. Like, Arizona's beat Seattle. I know Seattle ended up beating them recently. But their teams are alike. Like, this isn't like, oh, you know, the Patriots can't win this game this week against Arizona. They can't. The line's right, I think, based off the Patriots losing last week. I think Kyler Murray's beat up. I really do. I think he's got a shoulder thing. But again, what Cam Newton you're going to get, you know? And are they going to run the ball more with Damian Harris? He can't have 11 carries. He can't.
They got away from that last week. It killed them, dude. It killed them. Not running
Cam Newton
ball
should never throw the football 40 times in the game.
Never.
Never.
Cam Newton is not good enough to throw the football 40 times. They got away from running the football last week, and it cost them the game. Because if they just played ball control, they probably should win that game, Joe.
One quick game before we hit the break. Kansas City, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's at home getting 3 points off that loss from this week. Chiefs didn't cover. I really want to watch this game. I want to watch this game. I think the Chiefs know Brady. I really do. I like the Chiefs in the spot, Dan. I really do. But Tampa Bay has bounced back off of losses.
I think this is kind of one of those spots where we're now undervaluing Tampa and overvaluing Kansas City because they were able to get the win last week. Look, I'm all for fading Tampa Bay in their stupid coach and stupid spots. But this is not a spot I think I really want to fade Tampa. I try and wait for 3.5 if you really like them, because I think it will get up to 3.5, and it's definitely 3.5 in some spots. But, I mean, Joe, Tampa Bay has been really good, you know, in certain portions of the season. And I know that they don't really have a fantastic victory outside that Packers win. But I think at home, Kansas City coming off a tough divisional game that that was a big game for them against Oakland, and they have all.
Kansas City's hurt. No Sammy Watkins. They lose Pringle. They'll get less offensive weapons.
Yep. And again, the Chiefs' schedule is brutal: Broncos, Dolphins, Saints, Falcons, Chargers. I mean, they end the season roughly. So the way I look at this, I think Kansas City needs to get healthy. I think Tampa needs this win. You want to talk about a team needing a win coming off a bad week? This is a week for Tampa to get a win. I like them 3.5.
73% of the public's on Kansas City right now.
Yeah, that's not really a surprise. I mean, I think when you're that low on Brady, I think they will figure out a way to
get it. That's going to be a hell of a game.
It is. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the best game of the week.
It's going to be a great game. All right, we will wrap up this show. Any game we didn't get to, we'll do it, and we'll wrap it up with a couple of picks as well. 98 for the Sports Hub.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final segment of the show. Let's just knock out a couple of games we haven't gotten to yet, Dan. Saints go to Denver this week. Who's the quarterback? for the Saints?
Good question. I mean, it sounds like Taysom Hill. He was great last week.
Denver getting six covered last week.
They did. One at home against Miami.
So, I'm not touching that one. Oof, Denver, though. 4-6, still in it, right? There's a path for them, I guess.
They're ahead of the Patriots.
Rams, San Francisco. Whenever San Fran's been a 7-point dog, they've been successful.
Yep.
Rams coming off a primetime win as a dog. Now 7-point favorites.
Hard to want to back them in a divisional spot against Nick Mullins. That feels like a 3-point game. It really does. Not going to back, obviously, San Fran in the spot right now, but that does feel like a game that's going to be close, even with Nick Mullins at quarterback.
Rams at home 4-0 this year so far.
And by the way, Deebo Samuel and Mostert coming back this week as well.
Oh, Mostert's back this week, huh?
Yep.
Oh,
so wow. It looks like both those guys are coming back.
Okay. Chicago will have Mitch Trubisky at quarterback. They're 9.5-point underdogs at Green Bay. Green Bay off that loss. I'm going to tell you this. I kind of like Chicago here.
I kind of like Green Bay.
It's Trubisky. It's Trubisky.
You have a primetime favorite? Did you just tell me that?
I know, but it's primetime Trubisky. What's the worst stretch? Primetime Trubisky or primetime favorite? I don't know.
I don't know, actually, this year.
Let's wait. Let's wait on that one.
Yeah, Green Bay right now, not a bet for me. Can't do them.
Chicago's got to be the same way, though.
They're like on the fringe of not – like they're on the fringe right now, that's the Chicago, based off of everything happening in the NFC. Then Seattle, Philadelphia, woof.
Oh. You know where that one's going. The whole world's going to be on Seattle, and they're going to end up winning like by, you know, 4.
Philly needs the win to keep up with Washington.
Seriously, the football team might win that division.
WFT. WFT, the Washington football team. And then finally, Baltimore-Pittsburgh. I mean, should we just roll Pittsburgh here? Like,
I think this is a game you avoid until you know more about what's going on.
So this reminds me of that Chiefs-Pats game where the Pats hung around and then the Chiefs ended up covering. And, like, Baltimore's 4.5. Like, you know,
I don't think that Lamar can play, right? I think it has to be RG3?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, well.
Then I had one tonight. I don't like the Hawaii football team this year. Don't like the coach. Don't like their style. Though they did cover last week against Boise. Kind of like Nevada. Not going to PP it.
Are we doing it?
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Because I can't.
Okay.
I'm having a Hawaiian Thanksgiving today. So
oh,
I can't do
yeah.
It.
Your wife would be mad.
So I can't. But I'll just say I don't like Hawaii.
There's also a bailout college basketball game in Pullman, Washington, Eastern Washington at Washington State. Washington State currently -4 in that one as well right now. So a couple of bailout games. Let me give you one, Joe. A game we didn't talk about, San Diego State on the road at Colorado. I think Colorado's getting a little bit too much love, and now we're looking a little bit too down on San Diego State. Give me San Diego State +3.5. I'm gonna take the Gals. A game we didn't talk about. 4-0 San Jose State on the road at 4-1 Boise State. Joe, this is gonna be a really really good Mountain West game at 4:00. I know most people won't watch that, but you know I think that Boise State has a chance to get back on track. And again, they played very well last week. I think they have a chance to blow San Jose State out.
Any chance of Vanderbilt getting a game-winning kick?
That's going to beat
Missouri.
It's going to be a story today. Vanderbilt has the first female playing in a Power 5
Sarah
school.
Sarah Fuller, I believe.
I have heard on the street that there are a lot of Missouri football players who are not happy. Not happy that this story is being talked about. And just look out.
Kathy Ireland.
The rumors on the street are not great about
it. Well, hopefully they don't have a Mongo there. What was that his name? What was that big center's name?
I don't remember.
Saved Kathy Ireland?
I don't remember.
And she gave him a good kick.
A good kick.
Right in the jewels.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well, I think that's it, Dan.
Yeah, I think that's it. There's a few other college games I liked, but I think we're going to stay off.
One game we didn't talk about was it got postponed anyway, so it doesn't matter. I was going to say Oklahoma-West Virginia would always be
Yes. In
Morgantown.
In Morgantown.
Mm. Too bad. Iron Bowl today, always a good one. Watch out for that. He's Dan Lifshitz. I'm Joe Murray. Remember, listen to the show every Saturday. You get more content than you will get on the actual podcast. Just remember that. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Dan. I'm Joe Murray. Well, this has been another edition of Over Under 95.
Who you got? Good luck, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.